Hello everyone, welcome to The Christian Creative, a Christian-based show hosted by me, JK Waweru, a visual and theater arts creative, all by grace, none by class, and this is just my perspective, so enjoy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and how are you doing? It is so good to have you here and to be in this space, man. Whew. I never thought this would happen. I never thought that I'd actually start off this thing that I have set my mind to for the last 7 months. Yes, this idea to do a solo podcast came to me 7 months ago. But anyway, before we get into that, I think it's proper to introduce myself. My name is JK Waweru. I'm a Christian creative based in Kenya. I feel like I should introduce myself, because in the trailer I didn't really say much. I did the intro, and that's what I've been doing. And that is what I'll be doing in all the episodes. Just the intro will be there, because, I mean, podcast standards. Mesema podcasts. Wow. So, yeah, so I have been planning to do this for the past 7 months, simply because we already have another podcast that is running called Jason, the Jason Podcast. And we've been doing it for the past 2 years now. And it's been successful, it's been a struggle, it's been ups and downs. Sometimes we lacked content, sometimes we had a lot of content. And I think I was just hanging on to that grace the entire time. I was just stuck there saying, I think there's no need to continue thinking of something else. And so I held back, because I felt every time I felt like doing this podcast or starting something on my own, I could just pivot kidogo na ingia tunafanya the other one with my brother. And it's still going on, and I'm grateful to whatever God has done with that. So that is why, and that is how this came about. Sometime last year in December, I just got an idea, and my idea back then was totally different. And I think I'm still going to implement it, probably on this specific channel, or I don't know. Let's just see where this goes. I'll not tell you what it is that I've been planning, so that misuse it like it. I don't want to sell everything right now, and so that you guys are not surprised. I mean, you have to be entertained, and entertainment means that you know, you are surprised and you are flabbergasted once in a while. So yeah, I think I'll hold back on that, but I'm just happy to be in this space. And it's amazing, the topic of our day, which is the startup struggle, you know. Man, have I had my personal bit with that. That has been a struggle. And I think I have a couple of factors that have contributed to this, which I'm going to be sharing. But like I said, it's been 7 months, and I won't say that I was waiting for the perfect moment. I've never known the perfect moment, because I'm one who's used to, hey, let's do this. Wherever it goes, it goes. I was kind of like, man, I want to do something different for a change. For those who are familiar with our podcast, the Jason Podcast, we are very big on just being free and being open and being ourselves when we turn on the mic or when we turn on the camera. We just impromptu new chukwena, you go with it. And we've survived on that for a while now. just turning on the mic and turning on the camera and just rolling and just flowing with the flow. But now here comes something that is gonna require a lot, because you have been listening to not only my content, but also the content that we put out together with my brother. And you know, you already have a standard that you expect to be met. And na mimi niko hapa hivi nianze kusema ati tu amenizoea tu na vitu zile simple, man. That is how people lose audiences, for lack of a better word. So when this came along, I knew this one had to be different, and this one people would expect something different, of course, simply because it's not the setup with two people or three people as it used to be. It is a single individual, and people will come here because they they would like to experience something different. Okay, let's see how this happens on its own. You know, how does it do it on its own? How does it sound on its own? And yeah, so I got down to like sasa kupanga everything from scratch and know how this will all come together as one. This is what I'll tell you guys. First of all, you need to be surprised that I have notes. I have prepared notes. It's funny for me because I rarely do that, preparing notes beforehand so that I can record. I don't think I've done that before. Probably I did it the very first episodes of the Jason podcast. But yeah, it's been a while before I prepared myself for a record. Anyway, here we are. I just think that is enough background to give as it is for now. Probably depending on my audiences and how far we go, I might be in a position to give some more background along the way, but basically that was it. And so the startup struggle, why this topic today? I felt it was relevant because it was exactly what I was struggling with even before I recorded this. The first thing that of course will be obvious is that I had no idea of where to start, you know, and I think that's one of the biggest problems with everyone right now trying to do something in different fields, you know, something, especially something that you're starting on your own, and you know, you have your own fresh ideas, your own creativity, you know, unataka it come in a certain way. The biggest struggle I think right now is, you know, where to start exactly, and that is what I'd be struggling with, and that is why this topic in itself came out to be perfect for a point to start. And you know, for me, some of the reasons why it's been hard to start, let me say, for example, like I've had a couple of projects, not only the podcast, but I've had a couple of projects, and some of the projects are very easy to start immediately. I think about it, I look for the necessary requirements, and I pick it up immediately. And some, they're very hard to start on my own, and I have to like wait for a specific time or wait for some period of time. And I found out that there are three things that come in play. Now, these are my own personal factors that I think contribute to how I've been able to like wait it out or been able to do it immediately, pick it and run. So I've had three factors. This is on my own personal experience. There has been the partner factor, the resource factor, and the time factor. These three things have contributed a lot to when I'll start and if I'll start at all, whichever project is that I pick up. So for example, the partner factor, like I told you, I have that other podcast with my friends, my teammates, the Jason podcast with JR and Joy. And I think that has been easier because I'm not alone. Like, I'm not calling all the shots. So I can literally just walk in the studio and ride on the grace that they know what they're doing and they already have a topic in place. They know what we're talking about and they have planned it from the beginning to the end, and it's ready, it's done. They know what they're doing. Yeah, and sometimes it's easier to make decisions because when you're not sure about something, you just run it by the group. And like, hey, yo, so this is what I'm thinking. What do you guys think? And they're like, yeah, we like it, or yeah, we don't like it. That becomes easier. So the partner factor has played a big role. When I'm alone, it's a bit tough. I won't lie. It's hard to start something on my own. Like, this is me. This is my own personal project. That has been a problem because I really want another opinion. But at the same time, I feel like I really need autonomy, 100% autonomy on this, even as I start. So yeah, and then the other one is resource factor. I think that is huge on everybody, the resource factor, especially for projects that require equipment or projects that require certain resources to start, capital and stuff. You know, before I did this, I actually engaged my friends on my WhatsApp status, and I think that is the culture that I'll hold going on forward. So if you're listening to this, be watching out for whatever I post on my status, WhatsApp status. Yeah, be watchful for that, because I'm gonna be reading some of the responses that I got. The resource factor has been a huge player Because, I mean, myself, I am, like I said, I'm into the visual and theater arts. And most of the times, you find that the ones that really need a lot are the visual arts, the photography, the videography, the graphic design. You know, there's a lot of equipment needed there. To date, I'm still like gathering equipment bit by bit. Getting the resources has also played a big part on when I can start a project or if I can even start a project, let alone not even when. It's been frustrating. It's been frustrating sometimes. You know, okay, hold up a moment. You know, sometimes I flop a lot, kwa matamshi, like in my speech. I shema and I flop a lot, especially with the other podcast. And a lot of our audiences, they know me for for such tendencies of flopping a lot in my speech. But here I'll try my best. This is different, right? Resources have played a big part, and it's frustrating, as I was saying, sometimes, because you feel like, man, I'm ready for this. Let me start this immediately. Now I'm ready to do this. But then, no, I can't be able to do it effectively simply because I'm missing a certain facet or a certain certain specific thing. And then it's so frustrating. You can't move. You feel like you're paralyzed. You can't make any progress. And sometimes it's very discouraging as well. I won't lie to you. And yeah, so the resource factor. And then the last one is the time factor. Now, this one has fallen onto perspective, or from my own perspective as a human being, and then from the perspective of God as well. Time, in that I feel personally, I might feel like this is not the right time to do it. Maybe at that time, I'm saying that because at that time, maybe we have another project rolling out as a ministry or as a business. We might have another project rolling out at that specific time. And I feel like it deserves to have more attention, or it deserves to have all the time allocated to it first before I can actually just, you know, pivot and try something else or something different or something new. And that has also played a part in how I make decisions, especially that one, because we are always having like a gazillion projects to start, not only as a ministry but also as a business. And you're like, man, I would have wished to do it right now, but well, I have this other project that is very important that I need to start right now immediately and run with it, or I feel like I'm gonna lose it along the way. So, and then the other perspective of time is where God is in play now. Especially like for being a Christian, it's very important and it's very key. Let nobody lie to you. It's very key to be in tandem with the plan of God, because, you know, you might be where God wanted you to be, but at the wrong time. And now that causes you not to be really that much effective. And somebody will ask, then how do you know that this is the right time? You know, this God's time, you know, you're in God's time. I believe from my mentor, you have your own personal relationship with God. You know how you communicate with him. You know the pointers that he gives you. You know the different directions that he guides you to take. Once you agree with him that this is what you need to do, you have that language that you speak to him. If, you know, you are a person who converses with God, you'll have that language that you speak with him, and he'll be able to guide you through each and every step. You'll take a turn and then you'll hear, you know, like the Bible says, you'll hear a soft voice telling you, go left and you'll go left, go right and you'll go right, you know. And I think that is how you know God's timing. He'll communicate that to you. Definitely. He'll just do that. He'll communicate that to you. And that has also played a big part in how I make decisions on what to start and what not to start and what to hold off first and what to start immediately, has been my own perspective of time and then God's own perspective of time. And so these are the three factors: the partner factor, the resource factor, the time factor. I don't know if these relate to everybody. Probably they do or they don't. I'm not sure, but I don't know if they relate to you. You tell me, you know, tell me, talk to me, and yeah, give me your feedback and let's let's see where that gets us. So like I said, I actually engaged my friends and a couple of my acquaintances. If Jer ever hears that that I said acquaintances on my own personal podcast, he'd be very proud of me right now. So the question was, have you ever had trouble with starting up new projects or even just acting on ideas that you might have had for a while? Manu says, most of the times when I want to work on an idea, I find myself with many ways of actualizing it. Now it slows me down a bit. Okay, there I totally can relate. You have a single idea and then you have five or six or seven different ways you can be able to articulate that idea. Man, that is a struggle. That is definitely a struggle. Man, that's a struggle. It's like having avocado and then you have like five meals to choose from which you can cook to accompany the avocado with. I really hope you get what I mean. If you don't, well, I guess it's not for everybody. Anyway, that was Manu. And then Merab said, I get a lot of ideas. I write them down all excited. Then naanza ku research the logistics zinakuwa too hard. Oh, yes. Resource. The resource factor. Remember, guys? The resource factors. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's heartbreaking because you are excited about this. You've gotten an idea and you're so excited about it. You're sure this is it. I am taking it and running with it, man. The pain. Sheila says, sometimes you get torn between trusting God and looking stupid or go on with the go-getter attitude, especially when you're used to doing then praying. But here you've got to pray and listen, and it's making you feel kinda impatient because you're not used to that. You're used to always have something going. Okay. Remember the time, the personal perspective of time and God's perspective of time. We like at these parts out where I'm flopping. Right? I think I'll keep them. I don't know. What do you guys think? I should just do this raw. Whatever comes, comes. Whatever flops, flops. We do it freestyle, right? Well, we'll see. I want sponsors along the way. Come on. Gideon says, on starting vitu mpya, shida ukua ku overthink. Sometimes nitafikiria hadi nitaacha na ni vitu hata hazieleweki, kama watu wasipo view, wakidislike, natoa happy time. So Gidi is a very interesting fellow. I love that dude. He says, you know, starting up new projects, he overthinks it, and then he starts thinking of things that according to him do not even make sense. You know, if people dislike it or if people do not view whatever it is that he puts out, and he feels like, you know, that is frustrating. And I know that is frustrating. Yeah, but I think that is also another topic that we can talk about maybe on another episode, probably the next episode. The idea of, you know, why you do what you do. Ivy says, a lot of the times when I get ideas, I feel like they are too big to be achieved by me, or they are unreal. And when starting up projects, I feel like I used to really talk myself out of it, especially if it involves a skill I haven't learned. However, I thank God right now, I'm really hitting the nail on the head. Whatever the outcome, starting the project is fun and exciting, but kuendelea is a struggle, I must admit. I mean, that is self-explanatory from beginning, from top to bottom. You have explained your struggle and explained your way out of it. So, yeah, big up, Ivy. And I think that a lot of people can relate with that. I had two individuals that spoke about something close to similar, about the same thing. Sandra and Sam. Sandy said that the starting up has been about being relevant. Is it relevant not only to her but also the people around her and the time that she's in at that moment? Sam said that his was a matter of, you know, getting capital, because his approach was more on the business side. Starting up a business and getting capital was a problem. So back to the resource. Washira last but not least, said that I think too much into it. And most times I think myself out of it. I come up with excuses and justify myself, the thoughts of inadequacy and what ifs. Well, man, I think you guys have summarized almost everything that is the problem with starting up and the struggle of starting up. So if you're listening to this, I just want to let you know that, hey, it's not that you're alone in this. It's not that you cannot be able to do this. Everybody struggles with this. I mean, this is the first episode. I struggled with it 100%. I struggled with it. Have some hope. You know, you can get it out. But I'm not going to just leave you with hope. I have some tips for you that can help you. Again, these are my own personal views. Like I said, this is my own personal perspective. Number one, be prepared to start. I've found that actually helped with laying out the extra burden and actually pushing you a little bit. But what I mean is, be prepared to start. Like, set a start date for yourself, even without like knowing what you're gonna start with and whatever. Just set a limit by yourself. Say that I want to start this by this time, this month, probably this week, or even go a little bit further. Start on this date, this specific date. Set up a time for you to start. A specific time for you to start. That will help you to actually now narrow down on issues that you really need to tackle immediately, as soon as possible. Be prepared to start. That's number one. Number two, take your time. Now, even as you plan the time to start, take your time. You know, give yourself like a period of, if this is the inception of an idea, I feel like actually I've come to know that some ideas, once you start like sitting down and crunching them down and crunching the nitty-gritties of that idea, you find that actually you come up with a whole lot in between. So take your time and get this tiny nitty-gritties in between, you know, try to put things in place, organize, see what works, what does not work. Take your time, and this will really help. As you take your time, number three, plan ahead. By plan ahead, I mean like plan beyond the start date, plan beyond the first episode, plan beyond the first trial, plan beyond the first achievement, you know, whichever goal it is, whichever start project you want to start, plan beyond that. Okay, what if this first trial goes through? Am I prepared for the next few steps? I feel like that is one of the problems that most people have. They don't really plan beyond that first step. Like, I might not be able to have planned beyond this first episode, and then it blows up beyond what I had expected, and then it comes to next week and I'm like, whoa, what am I gonna do? You see, so, you know, plan ahead, plan beyond the first trial. Yeah. And then number four, the last but not least, expect nothing and everything. I know. Yes, exactly that. Expect nothing and everything, especially on projects, on starting up personal projects and solo projects, for lack of a better word. Expect nothing and everything. By nothing, I literally mean nothing. Expect, you know, see, it is so quick. Expect, you know, you might expect the world to change just by the first trial. And when I mean by expect everything, it is literally that. Expect everything. It might just blow up. It might just become huge, you know. And you might also become the laughing stock of the I'm not scaring you away, okay? I'm not, but literally what I just said, expect nothing and expect everything, all in one space, you know. Again, this is my own personal perspective. You might have different opinions and different views of how you'd like to do your thing, but this is just me. This is what I, you know, I have found out to be working for me. And I really hope that it's gonna help you also, and it's gonna work for you as well. Yeah, I think that pretty much settles the tiny saga that we've had. Probably. Yes? No? I don't know. You tell me. Yeah, and that has been the topic of the day. This podcast, for example, it's still growing. It has, you know, it has potential to become more than what it is right now. And I've not had, you know, a lot of thought put into segments and, you know, stuff like that. One of the segments that I've maybe probably added right now is Creative of the Week. So weekly, I'll be sharing, you know, with you guys, my Creative of the Week, who which person I think, which person I'm listening to, which creative I'm listening to or watching or engaging with. And yeah, I hope that you guys also benefit from the same. At the end of the day, it's a Christian creative channel. So yeah, so this week, Christian creative of the week is Samuel Olemba. This guy is definitely gifted. This guy is 100% gifted. He's from Congo, DRC, originally, born and raised in Congo, but he came to Kenya for studies, theological studies. And he's been doing great stuff with a team, with a ministry called Father's Heart Ministry. Musically, he has been doing a lot there, even as he studies, theology. And recently, he just did his first official video, Chombo cha Thamana, and that song is beautiful. That song is amazing. So my creative of the week is Samuel Olemba, and his song is Chombo cha Thamana Chombo cha Thamana on YouTube. Go search him and have a blast, man. Enjoy. So guys, that has been the first episode of The Christian Creative. That has been the startup struggle, and I'm so happy this is over. I'm so happy this is over, and I can just finish this and just cross my fingers and wait for your feedback and see how this is happening. We are currently officially on Anchor FM and mdundo.com. Anchor FM supports other platforms, podcast platforms, and with which we are actually working on getting this podcast to those platforms. We have already submitted the RSS feed and we're waiting for confirmation, so that once they've done their confirmation, you'll have the link so that you can actually, right now you can actually listen on Spotify if you're on Spotify. We're still working on getting it on Google Podcast, getting it on different other platforms. Apple Podcast also. So yeah, watch out for that. Whichever platform that you're used to getting your podcast from, I really hope and wish, and I will try to get this podcast on that platform. You can follow me on my social media platforms at @Wawiro_JK, and thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you man. Thank you and goodbye.
Hey, look at that. You made it to the end. If that isn't love, then it's a lot of love. If you enjoyed this episode, some feedback, a like, or even a share would be great. God bless you, and let's talk again next week.